happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name's Dean. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. And this week, as we're continuing on in our Broken Mirror series, really looking at how imperfect, broken people can reflect a perfect God using these characters in Hebrews chapter 11. They actually become mirrors for us as we're looking at our core values. And this week, you know, we looked at the core value of authentic community, which means that we are family. And I know we're looking at some of the more lesser discussed characters. And certainly this week, when you start talking about Moses, right, you start thinking about, oh yeah, all the great things that God used Moses to do. But really, we were focused on things like Moses's parents and Pharaoh's daughter and how God uses the people that we would not normally use. And what we see in their story is that we don't always know the plans, but we can trust the promises. And I think for me, I'll say at least, it's so tempting at times to just go to God and say, God, I need to know the plan, man. I need to know what you're up to. I need to know. But we don't always get the plan so that we lean in and trust him. I shared a quote this morning from Tony Evans, great Bible teacher from Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. And he said, you know, God has the plans, but don't go to God for the plans. Go to God for God. And when you find God, what ends up happening is the plan ends up making sense. And certainly that's in the long run, right? We're going to understand the plan, and maybe not in this life, maybe it's in the next life, but we can trust God's promises, because really everything that we learn from how Moses's parents, you know, worked together, the midwives, Shifron, Puah, they worked together, Miriam and her mom, Jochebed, and even Pharaoh's daughter and Moses. When God uses us to make us grow in faith by bringing us together. And so it is so critical that we are connected in a life group. One of the things that we talked about this week, we're starting a brand new term. And if you're not currently connected in a group, we just have so many opportunities. We have opportunities for bridge groups that meet more on Sunday mornings around a topic is kind of a first step. Like this term, for example, we have bridge groups that are gathered around things like blended families and parents of children who have special needs, people who've walked through the grief of loving someone who either has cancer or maybe who has passed cancer, post-abortive healing. We have groups that are maybe a little more theological in nature, like our Foundations class being led by Pastor Ed this term, that kind of shows how Genesis is connected in one story all the way through the Bible, all the way to the end, to Revelation. And then we also have a class talking about what's going to happen at the end. And we have a group gathered around end times and then how we look at the culture in light of the end times. So there's so many opportunities. We would love to help you get connected. We have a digital filterable calendar on our website where you can choose a day, you can choose a time, you can choose a location, you can choose a family group or maybe a men's group or a women's group or whatever, or maybe a certain age group. We'll help you get connected in any way that we can, because God uses us in one another's lives, and we are certainly better together. So I'm going to pray for us that today God will use us in somebody else's life. God, as we begin a new week, our prayer, God, is that you will help us make a difference in somebody's life this week. There are certainly opportunities that we probably have on a lot of our calendars, God, where we know maybe this is going to be an opportunity, or maybe we know this thing's coming up that's going to be difficult. But there'll be other opportunities that we have this week that we have to keep our eyes and hearts and souls wide open to. So God, we just pray that you'd clearly show us those and use us for your good, your purposes in the lives of others. Now you take the opportunity to pray.